Turkish police used tear gas and water cannon Monday to disperse protesters outraged to find that the road to a courthouse in Silivri, near Istanbul, was blocked by security forces. Retired General İlker Başbuğ, former chief of the country's armed forces, was convicted of involvement in the Ergenekon plot, named after a mythical homeland of Turks. He and at least five other senior officers were sentenced to life in prison. Turkish Parliament member Akif Hamza Çebi condemned the verdict.
This is a menace to the army of the Republic of Turkey. This is not acceptable. If you are trying someone who has been the commander of the Turkish armed forces for being a member of a terrorist organization, that means you are targeting and trying the army of the Republic of Turkey. This nation won't accept it. As the Republicans People's Party, we are not accepting it.
The five-year trial involving 275 people has divided public opinion. Critics accuse the government of using the case to silence dissenters, and supporters call it a victory for democracy because it sidelines the military. Turkey's army has ousted four governments since 1960. A government spokesman urged the public Monday to respect the verdicts against senior officers, lawyers, writers, and journalists.
Amongst them, there are names who are really well known by the public. There are some people who served as chief of staff in army, some rectors, and even some high-level bureaucrats. But this is a fact of the judiciary system that no one has any privilege to commit a crime. The court gave the best decision according to itself, and we will see the upcoming phases. We are not becoming happy or clapping as anyone is being arrested, but there is verdict and we must respect it.
Turkey has been the scene of mass protests since June, sparked by a government decision to turn a central Istanbul park into a commercial complex. Many Turks are concerned about what they see as the increasingly authoritarian rule of Mr. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party. The pro-Islamist government has had tense relations with the secular-leaning military since taking power in 2002. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.